Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
We're hearing reports. We know when it comes to the CBD, so many people say, listen, just won't go in. Parking is a very, very big issue. And Wickham business, Earth Energy, decided to will move its 30 employees out of Wickham next year to Lake Macquarie, saying, basically, car parking is the prime reason for it. They don't want to go. They've been there for a long period of time. From Dive, Skate and Ski at Hannell Street at Wickham on the roundabout there, heading across to Carrington. Peter Freeman. Pete, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Excellent. Car parking, it's one of those situations that generally when we think about the CBD and that real inner city area, but the fringe areas now are starting to get busier and busier and busier. How long have you been at your location and how have you seen it change over the last couple of years?
So we've been here for around about 20 years now, and when we first came here, part of the attraction was it was, you know, a little remote place in the middle of nowhere. Parking was fantastic. But as the whole Wickham sort of area has grown, and it's grown enormously, there's tons of businesses around here, call centres, and it's really great to see the business or the area thriving so well. But a byproduct of that is that all the parking that's required for all those sort of places. And of course, now people are finding it much harder to park in the city. They're all sort of coming out to as well. So it's gone from being a really great place to get parking, which was one of the early attractions, to actually now being very, very difficult to get parking indeed.
And obviously, as we said, the city is expanding. It's not going to contract. It's only going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. Have you really seen a big change, say, in the last 3 to 4 years? When has it really started to make you go, wow, it has changed?
Yeah, probably the last 2 or 3 years, it's really come ahead. And as far as obviously got the interchange up the road soon, that's going to sort of spill over traffic, people sort of parking and then using internal transport for the city. So it's only going to get worse from a business point of view. And especially the last couple of years, we've had to go to the point where recently we've had to apply to council because my staff, I make them park streets away so they don't affect custom parking. But I found that all the other people weren't sort of being respectful of that and parking in front of businesses for all day. So we had to apply to the local council to get a couple of half-hour parks put aside so our customers had somewhere to park. And you know, much credit to the council. They accepted that and were very, very quick to respond. And we've now got 2 half-hour parks, not just ourselves, but you know, a couple of local businesses really appreciate the fact that our customers can get in and out.
And what are you hearing from other local businesses in that area? Because, yeah, as you said, when you first arrived there 20 years ago, whilst it was still very close to the city, it was not even considered the city.
No, it's amazing how the, you know, especially the marina going in, and then you've got the yacht club, and it's really changed. It was a little backwater, but it's become, you know, effectively part of the inner city area now. And as a result of that, the businesses all came here. Everyone liked the idea of the marine location and the ability to see the water and all that goes with it. But unfortunately, that has brought more and more and more cars. And I'm finding a lot of local businesses are complaining. And the big issue is that, you know, a lot of day parkers coming in. They're here at 8 o'clock in the morning, and effectively they're here till 5:30 in the afternoon, and they clog the whole streets up. Residences especially, because I feel sorry for local residents because they can't even get parks because most residents down here don't have off-street parking, so they have to park in front of their properties. And they can't even park in front of their own properties, so they find themselves parking, you know, hundreds of metres up the street until after 5 o'clock when the day parkers leave, and then they can finally get, you know, a park near their own home. So it's becoming quite congested.
Yeah, it probably sounds like a very silly question, but what can you do about it, or is it just basically the cost of doing business and trying to run a business in a city?
I think to a degree, you've got to accept that all those people around you is good, but if these people can't get to you, then obviously it doesn't help. So I think probably a management plan would be a really good thing. A few more sort of areas where, you know, short-term parking spaces within a sort of proximity to multiple businesses, then that will make a huge difference. But as I said, the more and more businesses come in when people are doing the 8 o'clock to 5 o'clock sort of parking, it's just going to clog local businesses up, and you're going to see more and more businesses being forced to leave. And the problem with this area is, you know, it's an old sort of area. There's not a lot of off-street parking for businesses, not a lot of off-street parking for residents. So it's not like you can go, well, okay, you want to be in business, you've got to put X amount of car parks in.
There's just no space.
Simply is not the space to do it.
Yeah, it makes sense. And I suppose the reality of it is it's a double-edged sword, because if you put in a 30-minute park or a 15-minute park, then the compliance rangers come in, then they're the worst in the world because they're booking people for overstaying, and it just becomes very, very jumbled. I would imagine if you're a processing kind of business, or you're a business that really isn't a shop, it's a little bit easier to move. But when you've created a business, a retail business, I suppose packing up and moving is really not an option, or the final option.
I mean, when we first moved here 20 years ago, everyone sort of said, what the heck are you moving that part of town for? No one wants to be there. and in effect, we've seen the potential of what it was, and it's finally met that potential, which is fantastic. So we spent 20 years of marketing and building a business to be something special, and it's a great location near the water, but all of a sudden, when she sort of comes into a prime, you can't get hold of it. So that's a real problem from there. I think the situation is, we don't want to move. We love where we are. It's a great location, proximity and everything like that. But if customers can't get to you, eventually you're going to make some big decisions. And a few businesses in the local area have been forced to make those decisions. We're holding out, but it is something that becomes a concern. We're about to have, for example, construction go next to us. So we're going to be sitting on top of a construction site, which is the other problem, because when the tradies come in for the construction, effectively trucks and tradies, and they tend to be, with due respect to our tradies, we love the guys, but they tend to be fairly creative with their parking at times, which doesn't tend to help as far as some of the customers are concerned.
Yeah, very well put, Pete. Thanks very much for your insight in that, and we'll have a chat to you soon.
Thank you, Todd. See you later.
2NUR FM 103.7.